2 years ago, teenagers accounted for 15% of CD sales. And in 2007, the figure was down to 10%. So we're seeing a huge drop there in a very short amount of time.
That's Kevin Edwards, who handles digital audio-video initiatives at PodTech. Kevin was there at the beginning of CNET's foray into video and helped build their business in the 1990s. He's a keen observer of what's been happening with online music. I'm Jason Lopez for PodTech.net. With a lot of attention on video on the web, audio seems to have taken a backseat. Recently, the research company NPD Group released findings that in 2007, Apple became the number two seller of music. Walmart held on to number one. And now, at number two, Apple is ahead of Best Buy and Target. That may not mean much in terms of profit. NPD said that only 42% of all music downloads are paid for, and it continues to fall. Kevin Edwards says that so far, Apple has made money in the music biz despite this. Here's my interview with him in the first week of March 2008 on the changing dynamics in the online music industry.
Now, if you compare what iTunes is doing business-wise with other online sites, are all boats rising here, or is iTunes taking off even compared to the Napsters and the Amazon.coms and others that serve up online music?
Right. Well, iTunes definitely stands out far ahead of all the other retailers right now online. The estimates there are upwards of around 80% plus, 90% that I've seen quoted around. And clearly, the growth in iTunes, although there's some indications it's starting to slow down a little bit, it's still growing pretty significantly. You can take a look at Napster, for example. In the past couple of quarters, they've actually lost subscribers. So Napster, with a subscription model, really hasn't gotten traction yet.
And of course, Napster doesn't have a player and an ecosystem with which to download and listen to and use the music.
Right. Napster is lacking the whole ecosystem of the hardware to be associated with it, where with Apple, people are looking at, you know, having an iPod, then getting an iPhone or an Apple TV or their computer and the software and everything. Once you get kind of locked into it, then I think you're more apt to continue on with it.
Now, we seem to be early on, though, in this technology of players and how they're used. I mean, obviously, you look at Apple and they've got an ecosystem and a software and you have to use that. It hasn't been open sourced yet. Do you see that on the horizon for Apple and for the online industry as it grows?
You know, there's some significant lock-in with because of the DRM, and it's proprietary and Apple has it and has been able to exclude others from putting music onto the iPod or taking music from the iTunes music store and putting it onto other players. The potential good news that's coming out is we have vendors like Amazon, for example, that are selling MP3s without DRM, and those can be played on the iPod. So you can buy from Amazon, put it on the iPod. Apple has started to, they had kind of a bit of a false start. I mean, they had like one vendor who had some of their music, EMI, and they haven't really gone beyond that. So we're kind of hoping that they do have more DRM, less music, and then that would open things up quite a bit.
Now, as far as the application iTunes, is there any resistance to using that application? And especially going forward, where generally things get simpler no matter what you're using. Yahoo used to charge for email services, and now email services are basically free wherever you want to go, you know, that sort of thing. Does Apple have anything to worry about in terms of iTunes usage and resistance by users?
Well, just sort of going out, reading blogs, reading comments on blogs, one of the things that I've seen as kind of a common theme is for the Mac users, they're pretty happy with iTunes, and they're really isn't too much software that competes against iTunes for media management and playback. On the Windows platform, though, we do see a lot of comments about people who are not happy with iTunes, would like to use something else, do use something else if they're not using the iPod or have gone into the whole ecosystem with the iPhone or Apple TV or whatever. So it's possible that, you know, other players may come up and provide software for media management and could be a little bit more popular than iTunes, but Apple still has the advantage because of the lock-in from the software to their player.
But if you think of an ultimate goal of one being where the music player itself just becomes a depository for the music, it's just easy to drag and drop it back and forth from your PC or your Mac, that would be the optimal place that consumers want to get to. Is that in the consciousness of users right now, or are people pretty happy with the idea of some kind of software gateway to their machine?
Oh, I think that breaks down into two types of users. There's definitely the power users who do want system access direct to their player, either through Explorer or through the Finder on the Mac. And they're not happy that they can't just drag and drop files back and forth directly. On the other hand, for the vast majority of users, I think Apple's doing the research and doing the surveys and focus groups, and they're finding that they do want something that helps them manage the file transfer back and forth. And I think for the novice user, they actually do want something that kind of facilitates that.
Where do you see things going in terms of pirated music right now and that part of the spectrum of the industry in which there is no revenue coming in the door compared to what Apple's doing?
Well, Apple's definitely in the position to benefit from online piracy. I think they've benefited thus far from online piracy and will continue in the future.
Now, how do they benefit from online piracy?
Well, they're benefiting because they're able to sell more hardware. And they don't really make that much profit in terms of media sales. Now, that might change with things like ringtones and movies and TV shows. And as they simply just, you know, the scale of things increases, they will end up with some profit that's significant. But I think that's been paling in comparison to the hardware sales that they've had thus far. In terms of where piracy is going, people have been saying for many years, this just can't continue. But it has been continuing. And yeah, sure, at some point, something could happen, things could shift, but I just don't see it on the horizon yet.
All right, Kevin, thanks so much.
Thank you.
Kevin Edwards handles PodTech's digital audio and video engineering. And lest you think he's only a tech geek, he actually started his career in video production and filmmaking. I'm Jason Lopez for PodTech.net.